Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at a really significant piece of policy from the Western Cape. It's the Climate Change Response Strategy Implementation Plan, the draft from July 2022.
That's right. And it's positioned as the action plan, the how-to for achieving their big Vision 2050.
And they make a point right up front, don't they? That policy without action, well, it doesn't have much impact.
Exactly. Policy needs teeth. It needs concrete steps.
So this document, it's meant to be those teeth. We're looking at 51 specific actions here.
And the goal they're aiming for with these actions is huge. We're talking net zero emissions and full climate resilience for the province by 2050. Mm. And critically, it's supposed to be built on an equitable and inclusive economy and society. This plan is the accelerator, really, trying to get everyone rowing in the same direction, provincial, local government, the works.
That sounds like a massive coordination effort. So how do they structure it, make it manageable?
They break it down into four key guiding objectives. It gives the whole strategy a framework.
Okay, four pillars. Let's unpack those. What are they?
So first is responding to the climate emergency, acknowledging the urgency. Second, the big one, transitioning to net zero emissions by 2050. Third is about reducing climate risks and boosting resilience across the board. And fourth, enabling what they call a just transition, which is all about collaboration and fairness.
Okay, let's focus on those first two for a second, the emergency response and net zero. The plan uses pretty strong language about the timing, doesn't it? They mention the now or never decade.
Absolutely. It frames this period, essentially up to 2030, as the critical window to make deep, fast changes if we want to stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius of global warming. The implication is that window closes soon.
So urgent action needed. What kind of targets are we seeing for mitigation then under that net zero goal?
Well, there's the overall 2050 net zero target, of course. But interestingly, there's also a specific, quite early focus on managing what they call short-lived climate forcers.
Short-lived climate forcers, SLCPs. What does that mean in practical terms? Methane.
Exactly. Things like methane, black carbon, pollutants that don't hang around in the atmosphere for centuries like CO2, but pack a really powerful warming punch in the short term. The plan wants a strategy to manage these SLCPs sorted out by 2025.
Okay. So tackling those is like a quick win, potentially.
Yeah.
While the longer term decarbonization happens.
That's the idea, yeah. It buys time and delivers near-term benefits while the bigger, deeper changes get underway.
And speaking of those deeper changes, there are some very concrete, measurable actions listed. I saw one about landfill.
Yes, that's a big one. Zero organic waste to landfill by 2027.
2027, that's very soon. That requires huge changes in infrastructure collection.
It really does. It highlights the scale, doesn't it? It's not just policy language. It means building composting plans, changing how waste is handled at a municipal level, behavior change, a massive undertaking.
And what about transport and energy?
Also significant shifts planned there, phasing out internal combustion engines and public transport and government vehicle fleets by 2040.
Okay, hold on. 2040 for phasing out engines. But they just said 2030 is the now or never deadline. Does that timeline add up? Seems a bit slow if the window closes in 2030.
That's a really fair point. It highlights that tension, you know, between the scientific urgency and the practical realities of replacing massive infrastructure like bus fleets. But they do pair it with something potentially faster acting on the financial side, pushing for public funds to divest from fossil fuels by 2030.
Ah, I see. So maybe you can't replace every bus instantly, but you can redirect the money much faster, a financial signal.
Precisely, hitting the funding stream.
Okay, so that covers some of the mitigation side. What about objective three, resilience? Adapting to the climate change that's already happening or locked in.
Right, adaptation is key. The plan includes actions like updating the Smart Agri Plan by 2025. That's their framework for agriculture.
Which is vital in the Western Cape, given water stress and heat impacts on farming. Yep. Right.
Absolutely critical. And it also includes a broader goal, achieving universal access to basic services, reliable water, sanitation by 2040. The thinking there is pretty clear. A population can't be resilient if its basic needs aren't met. That's fundamental.
Makes sense. Okay, and the final objective, number four, the just transition. We hear that phrase a lot. What does it actually mean in this plan?
It's about making sure the transition away from fossil fuels and dealing with climate impacts is fair. It means consciously managing the social and economic fallout. So if jobs are lost in, say, coal-related industries, there need to be plans for retraining for new green jobs. It's also about ensuring climate actions don't worsen existing inequalities.
How do they plan to actually do that? ensure fairness.
A key mechanism proposed is initiating a climate assembly by 2025.
A climate assembly? What's that involve?
The plan describes it as a long-term platform for participation, bringing together civil society, the private sector, and importantly, giving a voice to groups often marginalized women, youth, people with disabilities. And there's a strong thread throughout the plan mandating a gender impact lens on all actions and specific consideration for vulnerable groups in planning and how benefits are shared. Equity is meant to be embedded.
So pulling it all together, we've got 51 specific actions, deadlines spread out, covering everything from waste to transport to agriculture to governance. It's aiming for a really comprehensive society-wide shift.
It is. It's incredibly ambitious in scope. But, and this is a crucial point from the document itself, it acknowledges that the current implementation of climate responses is, and I quote, limited. It suggests the Western Cape is actually lagging behind our global peers.
Lagging behind, despite this detailed plan.
That's the tension highlighted within their own strategy document. So here's the provocative thought, really. We have this ambitious 2050 vision, this detailed plan with 51 actions across four objectives, new structures like a climate assembly. But if the plan itself says they're currently lagging and acknowledges major action is needed now within the next 5 years or so before that 2030 window effectively closes, how realistic is it that this complex machinery can be coordinated and implemented fast enough to make the necessary impact? That's the big question mark, isn't it?